In this episode of Building Success Stories, I interview Phil Casabona, Executive Director of the Lower Adirondack Regional Arts Council, more commonly known as LARAC. Their annual arts festival is one of the highlights of the Glens Falls arts community. And LARAC itself started 52 years ago and has been going strong ever since. Phil talks about how he has taken on the mantle. He feels like he's holding it on his shoulders and works very hard with his staff to continue to support arts in this area with new exhibits and offerings throughout the year. This year, they're going to distribute funding of approximately $100,000 to individuals and organizations related to arts in the area. Unfortunately, since this was recorded, Casabona has announced the upcoming closure of the Mountain Gallery, which he speaks fondly of during this episode. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one.
Hi, I'm Phil Casabona, LARAC's Executive Director, Gallery Curator, and Festival Director.
So that's great. Phil, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got started in this world?
Here at LARAC, so I'm actually from the area. So I grew up downstate a little bit and met my wife in college, and she was from Fort Ann. And had when I met her, she had just moved to Glens Falls. So after graduating, I came up here and I fell in love with this place. So I've been here since I graduated in 2009, and I moved up here in 2010.
So you've been here a while.
I've been here for a bit, yeah. And spent a handful of years trying to figure out what I was going to do. And started when I found out about LARAC, because I did go to college for the arts. I started volunteering here and just kept it going.
So started as a volunteer.
Yes.
And now you're running the place.
Yes. It took a little while. It took a little bit. I've been here. I'm at LARAC now officially as an employee about 10 years. So I volunteered here for a little over a year. And then that went to, you know, one day a month paid to one day a week paid to a part-time position. To a full-time position to what I'm doing now. Yeah.
So you know the organization inside and out.
Yes, I will say. So it's been about a year and a half as the executive director. And every day I learn something that I thought I knew everything. And every day I'm like, oh, well, learning something new. So being on the side where previously as the gallery curator and the festival director, that's all like the super fun stuff.
Yeah.
And now getting into the paperwork and the fundraising and the this and that.
Fundraising, yeah, especially, yeah. I bet, is fun.
Yeah, so it's a little bit stressful, and I'm learning new things every day. But, yeah, I'm very pleased where we're at so far.
So tell me a bit about LARAC and what your objectives are.
So LARAC started in 1972, very much so, with just a group of people who were passionate about this community and understood and realized the importance of the arts here and how many artists were in the area. So they just kind of got together, and their mission was just to support the community in the region and the artists here. And that's what started our now famous, June Arts Festival. So that was in 1972. We've now done that for 52 annual Junes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's quite great. And it's grown from what I was told, you know, 5 or 10 artists in June of 1972 to now we have about 165 artists. And we bring about 15,000 people downtown. That's a huge economic impact.
It's all over the city too,
isn't it? Yeah, yep. Yeah. It takes all over City Park. We closed down a couple streets, and it's quite an economic boom for the area. And that's where our mission started, to support the region, support the artists, support this community. And every year that we've been going forward, we've just thought of new initiatives to partake in that mission.
That's excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's developed a bit over the years. And a lot has happened in the past year.
Yes. So before I took over as executive director, that June festival manifested into a winter festival. It helped us become what you call a NISCA SCR site. So we give away this year in 2024, we're going to give away about $100,000.
Oh, wow.
In Warren and Washington County. That's what Alyssa Shields' main job is with us. And then that also helped us obtain this building 25 years ago. So we're open 6 days a week, all year long. We do 7 gallery exhibitions a year in the Larrack Lapham Gallery, which is the yellow building on City Park there by the library.
That's how it's pronounced, Lapham?
Lapham, correct. Okay. Yes. So this used to be the Lapham Carriage House of the Lapham Estate.
So for podcast listeners, this is a beautiful building. It's stunning. Like when you're actually walking around the park, you see it here, this old building.
Yes, with the historic yellow. So it stands out next to City Hall and the library. We're really blessed to have this space considering our festival happens basically in our front yard there.
Yeah.
And those initiatives, one after another, kind of came along and had to create foundations for that. And then this year in 2023, we initiated our Under 40 Arts Festival. So in the vein of June, but it's for artists under the age of 40. So this is kind of the first time, I think, since Larrack started where, I'm 36, Alyssa's in her early 30s, where our staff is at an age where it's younger. So we are actively trying to support our counterparts. So this Under 40 Festival is a way for us to support younger artists as they're maybe starting their business, starting their artistic craft, and maybe can't afford to be in June because June's kind of expensive. So this event is $50 if you're under the age of 40 in Warren in Washington County, and it's kind of to support them. And then in January of this year, we also opened up a second location called Larrack's Mountain Gallery on the corner of Maple and Bay. And we are working very, very hard to raise money to keep the doors open for next year.
So I'll have to go over and check that out.
Yes.
So that's an initiative that you're hoping you need support for.
Correct. So when the opportunity came about for us to look into that space, a dear friend of ours, Sue Beadle, had it for, she ran it as a gallery for 2 years just for, out of the kindness of her heart because she understood the importance of the arts here and to have another location. And when she was no longer going to keep it going, she reached out to us and we thought we would give it a shot. So Larrack funded this space on our own this year to the tune of like $40,000. And it's just something that we can no longer do on our own. So we are looking through our annual appeal and donations and support of the community and business sponsorships to help us keep the doors open next year.
Okay. Yeah. And you do the Winter Festival.
Correct.
Is that coming up?
We just had it.
So it was last weekend?
So it was Sunday, December 3rd. So
sorry we missed that.
That's okay. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to let people know about it who maybe might not know or didn't see our advertising. We are always working on new marketing avenues for that event as well. And that event has grown 35 years or 36 years. But we've been at the Queensberry for the past 3.
Okay, so that was the one that was inside the
Queensberry? Inside the Queensberry Hotel, yeah. And so we're really pleased to be there. It's a wonderful atmosphere. Especially as it's under new local management and ownership and what they've been doing at the Queensberry. They're our neighbors on the park, supporters of Larrack as a business sponsor. So we couldn't be happier to be there.
So that's great. So, and now you've got your Christmas offerings within the gallery that's here at this building. So that's a number of handcrafted items that make good Christmas gifts.
Exactly. So in our space, we do 7 gallery shows a year. So about every 4.5 weeks, we have a different show. And they're usually, 2 to 3 artists. And we have a small shop. But since we've had this building for the past 25 years, 6 weeks before Christmas, before the end of the year, we turn our entire gallery into a holiday shop. So we look at it as like a mini festival.
Yeah.
So we actually have within our whole space upwards of 75 artists in here. Everything in here is handmade, local artists. And we sell their goods and we're all during the hours that we're open. And it's quite a fun event. We always have some of our artists returning every year and then new artists every year too.
Just walking through, I saw a few things I'll probably go back and buy at some point.
Awesome.
What are the hours that you're open here?
So we are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, Thursdays until 6 o'clock. We have event nights, we have ladies night, which we do with all of downtown. And then we have our holiday party, which will be December 14th. So we'll be open a little later on those nights. Those are Thursdays. We'll probably be open till around 7 or until the crowd goes home. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's great. So what are ways that people can help you out? Like they go to your website.
Yes.
Can they get information from your website?
They can get information from our website. kind of our one of our ways that we are most up to date is our Facebook. If you follow us on Facebook, our Instagram.
So it's Larac, L-A-R-A-C. I'll put the details in the description for the episode of the podcast.
Excellent. We'll make sure you get our, yes, our Facebook, which is Lower Adirondack Regional Arts Council. And then Instagram is Larac_arts. Okay. And we'll make sure you have those. That's our kind of, we're updating those day to day. And if you're really interested and really want to support us too, you could become send us your email. We could put you, we send about 2 to 4 newsletters out a month with what's going on. So just being a member or a patron shopping here is, it helps us out. You know, we have our annual appeal going where we're looking for donations if that's something that you're able to do. Otherwise, just walking through the door, you're supporting us and you're supporting these artists, and that, and that's our goal.
That's great. I mean, because Larac is very well regarded in the community. Well, thank you. Can see why when you come in, because it's a, and it's important to support the arts.
Yeah, thank you. It's humbling for me, and I can probably talk for Alyssa to say the same, where we are, you know, the two of us are kind of standing on the shoulders of giants, you know, the people who like envisioned this and spent the past, you know, 52 years watching it, you know, grow. So for us, we have a lot of respect for that, and we really want to, you know, put our best foot forward, and we truly believe in the impact that arts makes on people and the community, the culture impact that has, and how it you know, can make people smile, and how that can change it, you know, a lot. So
because it's been over 50 years.
Correct. Yeah,
so something must be going right.
Exactly. And I can't stress enough that we wouldn't be here this long if it wasn't from this the community supporting us year after year, supporting June, helping us get this building, supporting this building. So we know very much so that we are only here because of that, and we always, you know, want to continue to do our part in making it something interesting for people to come and visit.
And with all this going on, do you still have time for your own art? Is that still going?
Not as much. So I usually let's see. We're in December. I think the last thing I painted was in February. So no, I don't, not as much time. I try to spend the winters making stuff. We're at a point now where, I always say, okay, once I get to this point, I'll be able to do a little bit more of my own stuff. And then something else comes on for Larac. But, I'm young, so I feel like this is, it's okay to have a couple passions, and sometimes you have to shuffle the cards, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Life experience will contribute to your art.
Exactly.
At some point or other when you get the time.
Exactly. So I'm always got ideas going and sketching here and there. So we'll get back to it when we can. But I'm, like I said, I'm super passionate in what we're doing and supporting these artists. And that's kind of, you know, creative in its own way.
Okay. So for right now, people can come in, shop in the gallery that now has a wide variety of handcrafted items. And then in January, you have what's coming up?
So
to summarize.
Yeah. So to support us, when you stop in, you can come see us here at Lapham Gallery for the holiday shop. Until the end of the year, Wednesday through Saturday, the Mountain Gallery will be open on Bay. There's a beautiful on Maple and Bay. So that's same. Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 3.
Okay. So get in there before 3.
Yes. There's a beautiful member show there. We'll have a holiday party there on December 14th. So check that out. And then as we roll into the new year, we will have a show opening here. I think it's the second Friday in January. Can't think of the date. But that starts our gallery program here. Mm-hmm. And if all goes well, we'll have our we'll have a show next door at the Mountain Gallery. And hopefully we'll be have a full schedule out for the whole season there as well.
All right, that sounds great. Awesome. So if we'll get people down here and supporting Larac, keep it going for another 50 years.
That's the goal. I appreciate that, Anne. Thank you. Great,
thank you.
You're very welcome.